I have Darren Schmidt with me in the studio. Darren is the Programs Director for the Western Lake Superior Habitat for Humanity, and it's recently come to our attention that the habitat is active here and has been and needs volunteers. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, let me just introduce you, Darren. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So let's see. I know that Habitat has been active in Two Harbors for a long time. I myself have actually worked on a house a few years ago, but I'm thinking we probably need an update and also the backstory. So do you want to just share with us a little bit about how Habitat, I know it's a national organization, how is it broken up and what's your role here in our area?
So there's Habitat International. They're the ones that cover the mission and do everything overseas and whatnot. And then there are local affiliates in each area, of which we're one. And so we're Western Lake Superior Habitat for Humanity, but we actually cover Carlton County, the southern half of St. Louis County, and all of Lake County. There's another one up in northern St. Louis. So each area may or may not have an affiliate covering it.
Yeah. And your job is to brainstorm and create, different types of affordable housing for people. Is it as simple as that, or is there more to it?
Well, that's definitely the main. When it started, Habitat started, that was the whole thing, was about building a house for people. And then as we've gone on, especially with the need for affordable housing for people or for people who are in the lower income brackets that might have some housing, but it's tough. Houses are expensive. It can be tough as things wear out. So we've started to branch out into repairs and helping folks, keep their houses, in better shape. And then more importantly, safer for them. So we have a focus on fixing stairs and railings and things. Mm. So come wintertime, people aren't falling down.
Right. I mean, it totally makes sense when you think about it. Homes not only need to be built, they need to be maintained. People staying in their homes is as important as them getting homes in some ways. And I've got to just throw this out there, Darren. The need is endless, presumably. So how do you prioritize? How do you move forward in one direction, which means not moving forward in others?
It mostly comes down to money. So we're limited by, the amount of money we have and what we can do with it. So we try to pick projects that are the most cost effective. So as an example, just here in Two Harbors, we did a back stairs for a lady they were too narrow for her to get down. But I had some local volunteers. I want to say thanks to Stanley LeBounty, the guys up there. But with just a little bit of materials, those guys did the work. Now she's got a set of stairs she can get out of without worrying about falling down come winter. So that's an easy project. Just took a little bit of lumber because we had some people.
Yeah.
But the projects I've had to steer away from because they can be really expensive are like if there's a problem with someone's roof, that can be a problem. It might be too big for us to get into because it's just too expensive.
Yeah. So you've been picking off sort of small, manageable things that help people stay in their homes comfortably. Is that
here? Yeah. Here
accurate?
Locally?
Here locally. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask, you said you worked on a house. Were you repairing one or did they build
one? We were repairing one.
Okay, because I was going to say, I've only been with Habitat here for a year. I don't think we've ever built a house in Two Harbors.
Yeah, okay.
Although I do know we're talking about one for probably 2 years down the road, only because our next house, we're looking to build one out in Floodwood.
Okay.
And
this is done, the work part is pretty much completely done by volunteers, is that right?
If we can get volunteers to do it, yes. If not, then especially if we need an electrician or a plumber, we might have to pull in, hire somebody to do that professionally.
Yeah.
But if we can find volunteers to do it, that's our preference. And it gives everybody a chance to help the community and just help their neighbors.
Well, and like you said, I know Stanley LeBounty has done that, and that's pretty skilled labor.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are great. They're pretty much I kind of just tell them what I want, and they're like, well, we'll work out a plan and tell you what we need. And I just said, get out of their way and let them do what they need to do.
So. And I'm assuming that's because they have the support of Stanley LeBounty, their boss, to put some time into that. Is that accurate?
Oh, absolutely. They've been working with Habitat for at least a few years now, for sure. And I know a couple years back they donated a bunch of tools and equipment to us. So, yeah, and I'm sure that's just part of their culture is to help give back to their community.
Yeah.
And they've been amazing doing it for quite a while now.
Great. And I think part of your purpose here is to make listeners aware and just throw it out there that they don't need to be the only ones. You need volunteers. You probably need volunteers. Can you describe what type of volunteer might want to Well, like what kinds of things might volunteers do?
So if it depends, if you have any kind of construction or building skills, those are always useful. You can always find use for that. But even if you just want to help, we can set up like painting projects or, you know, working with people, helping folks get around. Or and honestly, it's this, I kind of veer away from volunteers, but just so folks are aware, if they've got like, oh, my stairs are bad, or there's something like that, that there might be a source, if they can't afford it, that we might be able to help.
Yeah,
especially with our local pool here.
Yeah, yeah. Are you year-round? I know winter's coming, but and a lot of these projects are outside, but so, how does that go?
So we do tend to slow construction down in the winter months. The only, the difference with that is that if we had a house going, which we don't currently have one,
mm-hmm.
but if as long as we've got it buttoned up, you know, you can have people inside working all winter long. But I have been looking at, for folks, like, I mean, I assume it's a problem where, like, getting into your bathroom, like, folks that have trouble getting into their, safely being in their tub.
Yeah.
We've been looking at some of that work where we can maybe do that, and I'm hoping to try to squeak a couple of those in the winter, because it's all indoor work.
Right.
So, and it doesn't need a lot of volunteers, so I'm hoping. But I just need to find people who are having those kind of problems.
Yeah. So you really are, you're asking for help on for demand and supply side.
That's what I mean. I'm not just asking for, you know, people to help, although that's always appreciated. But if you are or know someone who is like has trouble getting in and out of their house or in and out of their bathroom, or even up and down the stairs in their house, because we can go in and put railings and things
right.
like that.
Right. Or how about the garage or the car? I would think people do have problems with those things.
We can. Yeah, we can. Anything that basically lets you stay in your house like longer and safer. Just because that's, I know, I didn't bring any stats and numbers, but I know they've done studies where it's like, people just live longer, happier lives, you know,
right.
at home versus actually like a nursing home or something like
right.
that.
Right. Well, it just stands to reason, and not to mention the expense. So it's a great cause to do this. And how do we get hold of you, Darren? Or what's the best thing if someone's listening and going, I could definitely help out here, or I know somebody who needs help, or I need help. How do they contact you?
So, yeah, easiest way is probably shoot us an email at info@wlshabitat.org, which...
Repeat that one more time in case people are...
info@wlshabitat.org.
Great.
And that's, which is our website is www.wlshabitat.org, which also has a link to that email, a little bit more information if you need to. That's the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Yep, if you want to look into it first. Do you have any stories that pop out at you or come to mind when you're thinking about, like, how to inspire people to be part of this project? I know you probably have a few, and I mean, I know I have a friend who does this job out in Jackson, Wyoming, and really has some neat, actually, a lot of his stories are more about neighborhoods, like how neighborhoods can come together over projects helping people out and the ideas of people that when a group comes together to decide how to make a place more livable, you know, how creative they can get. So I have stories too, but I'm just curious if you have any.
So, yeah, I would say I don't have a ton, although I know, like, just from, like, bringing all the community together, it's just that sort of, like, the joy that brings to people. And even so, the affiliates in Minnesota have like a support group.
Okay.
Even on the calls with them, you can see just how full that everyone is to each other. But I was going to say, for a personal example, I would say the housing dedication, when someone gets their new home, to see someone get the keys to their house, it's their very first house, you know, they've had to rent and scrimp and save their whole life. And then to actually get a house and see like the look on their face and to know what kind of a change that's going to be for them. That's a really nice, just a wonderful, touching moment.
Yeah, and just the sudden security of having home ownership really would be something, I'm sure. Oh, that's neat. All right, well, once again, to learn more, email info@wlshabitat.org. I'm speaking with Darren Schmidt. He is the Programs Director for the Western Lake Superior Habitat for Humanity. Thank you so much, Darren, for being with us. Is there anything that I forgot to ask or that you'd like to mention?
No, I think that's wonderful. Thanks for the time, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day.
All right. We will do that. And you take care, and we'll maybe have you on again soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. That was Darren Schmidt. He is the Programs Director for the Western Lake Superior Habitat for Humanity.